Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel tonight, the weather is calm with a mild breeze. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant evening for those stepping out in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, in an operation earlier today, the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated Hamas commander Jamal Mahmoud Abu Kamil near Gaza City. This is according to Israel Hayom. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Abu Kamil was involved in the October 7th invasion of Israel and continued to plan attacks against Israeli forces. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that Jared Kushner and Nikolay Mladenov are planning a visit to Israel to discuss Trump's Gaza plan following its rejection by Netanyahu. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that Tel Aviv's Central Plaza has been officially renamed Hostages Square, in memory of the captives taken by Hamas on October 7th. And finally, I-24 News highlights Israel's new diplomatic moves with Venezuela, presenting an opportunity to weaken Hezbollah and the IRGC's influence in the region. From X, the latest. Open-source analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that Israel is sending a rescue and humanitarian mission to Colombia tonight after a major earthquake. Joe Truesman, a conflict researcher, confirmed this mission will involve 80 Israeli personnel, including search and rescue experts. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared that Saudi Arabia hosted a multinational maritime defense meeting today in Jeddah, with 39 countries involved, forming a significant coalition. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operation. The targeted airstrike eliminated Jamal Mahmoud Abu Kamil, a key figure in planning attacks since the October 7th massacre. According to Israel Hayom, his removal is seen as a critical step in disrupting future terrorist activities. This action underscores the ongoing tension and the importance of military intelligence in maintaining regional security. Turning to international diplomacy, Kushner and Mladenov's potential visit to Israel could reignite discussions on Trump's Gaza plan. Ynet reports this comes amid heightened military operations in Gaza, showing U.S. interest in diplomatic solutions. This visit could significantly impact future negotiations and the broader Middle East peace process. Meanwhile, the renaming of Tel Aviv's plaza to Hostages Square reflects the deep scars left by the October 7th events. The Forward emphasizes that this name change serves as a permanent reminder of the captives' plight. It also highlights the nation's resolve to bring them home, keeping the issue in the public eye. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports Israel's opening with Venezuela could weaken Hezbollah's and IRGC's foothold in South America. This move signals a strategic shift in Israel's foreign policy, aiming to counteract these groups' influence in the Western Hemisphere. Such diplomatic efforts could change the regional power dynamics over time. Turning to business and markets. First, El Al has canceled its planned route to Vietnam after security clearance issues with Shin Bet, as reported by Tech. The airline had already invested heavily in the route, impacting its financial projections for the year. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a recall of Turkish-made candies due to missing allergen information on the packaging. This oversight presents potential health risks and affects consumer trust in imported goods. And finally, according to Walla Business, the U.S. is shifting its strategy against Iran from military to economic pressure. Dr. Udi Levy explains this approach could effectively limit Iran's global influence without direct confrontation. This strategy may influence Israel's economic policies and its approach to regional security. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.